guys, and welcome to the 3Js, a podcast that tells you the story of three girls in quarantine. First, let's introduce number one.
Hi, I'm number one, and my name is Jacqueline. I'm the first J.
Now, number two.
Hi, my name is Julia, and I'm the second person.
And lastly, I'm number three, and I'm Josephine, who is also hosting this. So we're the three girls in quarantine. Recently we got quarantined because there was a coronavirus case in our our grade. So now we're all going to share our thoughts. Go ahead.
So when I first got this, this is like in the middle of dinner. My mom's like, Julia, I have some bad news. I mean, sorry, not Julia, that's my middle name. Jacqueline, I have some bad news. And I'm just like, oh, it's probably nothing. I forgot to like pay the meter or something, so I have to like pay a ticket.
Yeah.
But no, it was the fact that we had to quarantine for 14 days because we didn't expose to a case. And I honestly, I'm like in seventh grade, I don't want to act like a child, but I would just start crying on the spot. I was so like, I was like throwing like a pillow, and my mom was like,
I was pulling so many tissues, my mom was, like, you can't even count them.
My mom was like, Jacqueline, don't throw pillows, you could hurt someone. So I just went into my room.
Thank you, number one, Jacqueline. That was amazing. Yeah. Now, Julia, number two, please share your thoughts.
Well, I was also having dinner, and then my mom's like, oh, guess what? You have to quarantine for 2 weeks because there was a case, and my dad came in, and he explained it, and I was like, wait, what? Quarantining or something? And then it turns out it was actually a day right after Thanksgiving when we're done with the 2 weeks, which really sucks. And then I didn't realize that.
I would like to share my story. So actually what happened was my friend, whose name starts with a K, who I will not mention here, actually said, I've just been quarantined. I have to quarantine for 2 weeks. So, and she's like, I have a case in my class. So I was like, okay, you know, that means that you have a case in your class and that really sucks for you that you have to quarantine, but I don't have to quarantine, right? So that's what I thought. And then later I went to my mom and she's like, we have some bad news, Josephine. We need to talk to you about something, right? So then I was like, okay, great. I already know they have a case and that's really bad, but I don't have to quarantine. I'm totally fine. She's like, no, you do have to quarantine. Was the moment of truth there.
That was
awful. And now, and I also ended up crying, but I actually hid it from my parents because, you know, that's just... Yeah. And
that's
okay.
A good idea.
And now we're going to share our conspiracy theory. So we have a whole theory. So Julia, Jacqueline, Julia's her middle name, would like to explain.
Okay. So my name is Jacqueline. If you didn't know, probably do know. Oh my God, so awkward. But I'm sorry. Can you like mute so we don't have like too much audio? Okay. Okay. So basically what happens, this is a conspiracy theory, and, like, I don't realistic, personally, in my thinking.
Okay, we're currently...
Usually ones that come up with very unrealistic ones. But, like, the conspiracy theory is, let me say really quickly, it's, it might be a teacher that has it, and that's not really, like, a fun conspiracy theory, but it is what I am thinking. And that is because, like, we have been told that Julia's class also, Julia's sister, who's in the same school, fifth grade, same building, has to quarantine. All of fifth grade does. So, like...
Yeah, so does a friend.
It's the whole school, the whole upper division.
Yeah. Because,
like, the teachers have to come to each room. They're not, like, switching... We're not switching rooms. So it's probably, like, a teacher that comes to every single room.
But we don't know for sure. So that's not what our assumption's about. But here is our real, our kind of crazy, totally unrealistic conspiracy theory.
Like, okay.
We have a theory. This actually isn't a theory. It's backed up by evidence, okay? We have hardcore evidence for this.
Evidence!
All right. So on Friday the 13th of March 2020 was when schools first closed down during the first wave. And now here we are at the second Friday the 13th of November 2020.
That happens earlier, though. It's also really, like, the second big wave, too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly. During the second big wave, Friday the 13th, and that is the day that we are quarantined again. So I think
dun,
the spooky...
Dun, dun.
Right, exactly. You know, the dun-dun-dun says it all, you know?
There's something... there's probably going to be a third wave, and if there is a third wave during
Friday, we're on the second one right now.
That's why! It's not a coincidence. Guys, mystery unsolved.
Okay.
Must be unsolved.
Julia, number two, would you like to elaborate your thoughts?
Well, yeah, sorry, I was muted. It's not a coincidence because that it's happening. What's the possibility that Friday the 13th, on the exact day, and you know, Friday the 13th doesn't happen every single month, so it's pretty rare. So I feel like that this is pretty weird that it happened on the exact same day.
That's
like,
kind of odd.
Can I speak, please, on this?
Of course.
So, I mean, that's like a conspiracy theory that makes sense, but we have to remember, like, this time it's actually because there's cases in our school, not like because, oh, that's just when we had to shut down because it was getting better on the city. But now it's getting better on the city again. Like, I don't know if you guys, but like, in some areas, it's 4.84%. You live in New York City, and like, no, in like the state, in some, but like, statewide average is actually climbing up.
Can I just provide a fact quick that, if it gets to 3%, that's like the legal limit. So that's when schools would be required to close.
Yeah, like everywhere. Like even like, for example, in like the most remote school in Bronx to like Long Island City schools. So that's actually like very concerning to think like how we're crawling so close to that. And it doesn't even have to be like on one day. It has to be an average. And like,
yeah.
By next week, we might be there. And honestly, okay, so... I have another theory, and it's like, it's not saying anything, like, I'm not saying anyone did anything wrong here, but I'm just saying this is kind of, like, an example of how people just still, even now, aren't taking things seriously.
Yeah, I think, like, people
are taking... Like, some kids in our class, like, they're still not wearing masks while they're playing baseball together. It's just, like, something like that.
So, guys, wait, let's pause, take a step back here. So, yeah. I think it's true that some people aren't taking it seriously, but at the same time, it's no one's fault if they're sick. Like, I would not be mad at anyone for that. I just think some people do still not understand the significance of this virus and what it can really do. Julia, number two, would you like to share on that?
Since the virus hit, many people didn't really start with wearing masks and they weren't really cautious about it. And even now, you can see that maybe even some people, when they walk outside, sometimes they don't even wear masks.
Yeah.
And even in stores, sometimes they don't wear properly. So sometimes people, maybe they don't know, or they just choose not to use masks properly or don't do much to protect themselves.
I think that's totally true.
So I know this is like not like, I just want to say, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, like the very beginning, like December, when people started wearing masks, like for example, our classmate Edna started wearing a mask to school and everyone was just like, why are you wearing a mask?
I know, it was like, crazy.
Then our like classmate, Ara, and then like a lot of other, like Mara also started wearing masks. We all started going like, I got it. Wait, why is everyone wearing masks? I was like, guys, wearing a mask is just a sign that you're paranoid. And I know that sounds like, makes them sound crazy, but thinking about everything of the context. But like, you know, back then it wasn't really proven masks.
Yeah, exactly. It was crazy.
I just wanted to say from the perspective of someone who's like, dad, not that. I honestly, like, I feel like I was probably one of the more responsible ones because I was like, dad, we should probably just like get them just in case. I was like, looking back at it, I get why some people didn't like understand at the beginning, but it's so unacceptable that 6 months later, people don't get it.
Exactly. I feel like at the beginning it was crazy to wear a mask, and some people would actually wear a mask to school just to make fun of it. Like they'd come and then just be like, oh, look at my mask, right? And I laughed around with it, you know, but now, and it was okay back then, I feel, to make fun of it and things like that. Because no one knew about the pandemic then, right? Like no one knew how bad it really would get. But now here we are, how many months later? Like 7 or 8 months later.
Yeah.
And people still are disregarding it.
Yeah, I was like to say, I remember at the start, only people rarely wearing masks were, like, people whose, like, parents were essential workers. Like, for example, like, I remember our friend Ara, her dad worked at the hospital, so she was, like, instructed by her dad. But, like, I get why these people didn't, like, wear their masks. And I was like, I wish, like, I was saying I wish we had listened to, like, the public officials. Because I feel so bad about, like, all those times when I just ignored the advice. Like, don't touch my face. I'm going to touch my face a lot. Don't go on the sub. I feel so bad looking back at it because, like...
But here's the thing. All this can be made up for now, but people aren't taking the opportunity, and that's what's so sad. It's like, it's okay to be innocent like then, because none of us knew, but now we do, and people aren't taking
it. It's just like, I don't want to...
All right, Julia number two, would you like to share? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Sorry, it's your turn.
Well, I feel that there were a few precautions earlier because it had struck in other countries when it started spreading in, like, last year, November, which is, like, about a year ago. But it only hit to us about a few months later, so we weren't really, like, aware of it. And even if we were, we didn't really pay attention to it because it wasn't really our problem, you know?
Then. Yeah, I remember.
But once it hit in March, everyone started freaking out. And governors, people didn't know what to do.
Can I say, I remember, like, everyone being so shocked when I found out that someone died from it. Like, I remember, I'm getting kind of emotional, but, like, I remember being like, that can't be real. Like, that's not, like, how can that, like, really be a thing? How can people be so irresponsible that they don't care about, like, the 20? Like, it used to be thousands of people in, like, where we are currently who died a day. And it's, like, it's crazy to think that these people, like, even maybe you don't, like, want to wear a mask, but do you seriously not care enough about human life to, like...
I know. I think people
also,
just...
Also, like, I don't want to bring politics into this, but, like, it's a certain side that always, like, is anti-mask.
Yeah. We're not going to totally go into that, but I just feel like people need to recognize that their actions more than ever have consequences. And if they're not going to respect that, then people are going to die. And we've seen it, and it's not okay. You know, that's a reality that we have to face. And if someone isn't going to wear a mask because of it, you know, that's just really bad. Okay, I have to go on mute real quick.
Yeah, okay, so... I have an idea and, like, something to discuss, but, like, I would like to know, like, when you guys first started wearing masks, like, how did it feel to you personally, like, the feeling of, like, wearing a mask, and, like, did you actually, like, at first, did you actually, like, follow those, like, guidelines strictly, or, like, were you kind of lenient?
Julia,
I know, like,
ahead.
We are not lenient now, but, like, I just, like, you know, like, beginning, I know, I wasn't really in either of your classes. Were you guys lenient with this kind of thing? A day before the schools closed, I went upstate, and there we went to, I think that was the last time I actually went to a
school. Yeah, I remember that.
Mask. And then after that, my parents wouldn't take me to stores for, like, a month or something or over that because, you know, it was dangerous. And after that, when I actually started wearing a mask, it obviously felt really weird because now it's something over your face. And even it was really hard to breathe at first because you didn't even know how it felt like. And honestly, like, people who, like, live, I don't know, I don't want to be calling out names or something, but, or countries or everything, but, like, people, I don't know, maybe Japan or China, they would wear sometimes masks.
Yeah.
Like, if it was, like, if people, other people were sick in their family or something, or friends. So I think they were kind of used to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Much.
It's amazing.
It was kind of like a new normal for them.
Yeah. Let me speak. Julie. Okay. Sorry.
It's amazing.
Can you?
Okay. Oh my God, we're so bad at coordination.
I know. Okay. So in the beginning, I remember, like, Julia, you were at school that last Friday that was, like, Pi Day. I remember my brother one day, he was like, okay, I'm going to try to wear a mask. Cause he was like, oh, okay. He was looking at, like, the death rates the whole time, which is kind of crazy, but he was looking at it. He was like, okay, I need to start wearing a mask. So he wore one before we actually went into quarantine the first time. And he was like, I'm going to do this. And then he kept it on for, like, maybe 10 minutes. And he's like, oh my God, this is the worst thing ever. And he just threw it out.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I feel like that's a perfect example. Like, it's just so,
like,
much.
You're innocent, but, like, you do, like, it's like a situation where it's very gray. Like,
what
happened? You're not
keeping
doing the
distance.
Thing you should, but, like, you're so unused to it. It's just, like, it's hard to blame you.
You're not yelling
you.
At me for any.
Yeah, actually, in February, I actually went, this was probably the last trip I ever went on, went to Italy about a week or two before, Italy, and that was actually the day I left, the day after the schools were closing, so that was actually really weird, but on the flight back, I actually had to wear a mask because I it was dangerous. There wasn't outbreaks, but many people were wearing masks, so my parents were like, oh, let's wear a mask. Yeah. And we had to sit in the plane for, like, 9 hours wearing a mask the whole time, not taking it off. So that was the first time I ever wore a mask for, like,
wait, Julia, you actually went on a plane?
Ever. Can I just say, please?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
So I remember on Pi Day, that was the day, I remember sharing food.
I know.
Like, we all, like, share pies, and, like, we had, like, those mini pies. We had, like, so many things like that, and, like, it was, like, so crazy to think, like, how we were doing that now, just looking back at it, like, that, doing that would basically be, like, yeah, we're just gonna, like, hold that over your head forever.
It's yeah,
just, like,
my mom
it's
said...
It's crazy to think right before school closed, we were doing that.
My like, mom right said right in the beginning, she actually said right after that, she was, like, I don't think you guys should be sharing food and all of that. Like, that's what she said, and it was really yeah. funny.
I just want to say, okay, so also, like, I remember on that day, like, a lot of people didn't come. They were like, guys, it's a festival day. You should come.
I know. There were so many empty seats.
I was so stupid, and I feel so bad. It's just, like, there's so many people who weren't showing up that day, and everyone's just like, really? That's weird. And then school was closed. I mean.
I know. It was crazy. And none of us wore masks in the beginning.
Out of school.
Yeah, I remember honestly being happy about that, being like, yeah, we have social studies because on Monday we don't have to have.
I know, because we all thought it was...
Why?
No, okay, guys, it's so crazy. We all thought it was, like, temporary, right? They were like, we'll be back in school by, it was April 20th, because you know how I remember? Because my brother, his birthday is April 19th, and we were like, okay, the day after his birthday, we'll be back in school. Of course, that is not nearly what happened, you know.
And they kept postponing it, and everyone was like, really? Really?
All right, sorry, Julia, go ahead. You were trying to say something for a while.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm doing it too.
So when the school's closed, so about 7 months later, like 7.5 months later, we actually go to school, and normally school starts at around September 10th.
Like six.
Yeah, and I don't know. And then we actually went to school like the 30th or something, like right before October started. And it was,
yeah,
I heard, because we still had, like, 2 weeks of summer left or something, and then we had this, like, 3-day learning session or something.
Yeah, that was weird. Wait, can I just say one more thing?
That was so weird. And then, I mean, we've been in school for technically about, like, a month or something. Yet, normally, it would feel like over 2 months or something. So, super weird.
Can I say one thing quick?
We started school later, so.
I remember there was this classmate I had whose name I will not use. Emily's a fake one. Trista, and
I think I know who you're talking
and,
about, but
this classmate of mine used to joke, we would get these flyers every day about, like, how schools would close and how coronavirus,
like,
was schools,
one more day until we can open.
It was like about schools, how schools wouldn't close because there was no cases in New York City yet. Of course, that was totally far-fetched, the schools would never close, but anyway, we made a joke about it. So Trista would sneeze. This classmate had, like, the largest sneeze in the history of sneezes.
Oh my god, I remember.
And we'd just pretend that, like, this classmate would just sneeze across the desk as if it were, like, a joke. And I'd be like, no, you have coronavirus, right? And then I'd, like, duck under the desk. And it was this whole, like, laughable thing. But now I wouldn't even dream of laughing about that.
Yeah, like, I was gonna say, in seeing like that, I remember I was, like, watching... Like, you know how, like, there used to be, like, a COVID section on YouTube? That's, full place of politics. But, like, I remember, like, in the comments, it was all stuff, like, my mate coughed once, and he had to, like, quarantine for 14 days, and I was, like, looking back at, like, that was, like, I was, like, oh my god, that's so harsh. That they should not be doing that. I'm just, like, I can't believe people thought, like, I can't believe I actually thought that was, like, a bad idea.
Yeah.
Because that's not a bad idea. That's just being responsible. And I can't believe I just thought of it, like, as an excuse to stay home from school.
Julia.
I feel so bad.
Julia, what do you think?
Well, I mean, looking right now, I kind of understand, but I don't feel that there's a good reason that we are staying home and being quarantined for 2 weeks. And we're not even sure, like, who in our school had the virus or COVID. We're not sure. We don't have much information about it. So it's really annoying that we actually are being quarantined for no reason, and we don't have enough information to tell why this is happening.
I have to disagree. I feel like, yes, they should give us more information, but at the same time, yesterday we got tested and all of us came back negative, but there was one person who came back positive, and that person, while we were getting tested, could have spread it to us, and we don't know. It wouldn't have showed that fast. So that means that we could have it. So we really have to wait those 14 days. So even though it's painfully annoying, I feel like we have to do it. Also, I have one more example. Actually, sorry, go ahead, Julia. Yeah, or sorry, Jacqueline. Julia, I can't hear you. I think you're muted.
Sorry. So I remember, I remember we all got tested, but like we all had to like move seats, and those seats had our butts on it.
So, right, exactly.
Coronavirus molecules that have spread it to others, and like also, okay, well, I'm not joking here, but like it's just, like that kind of thing. It's probably someone in our class, and we're all like looking
but
at
it,
each other.
It
could be one of our friends.
It could be someone.
It could be a staff, but like it's like. Oh my God, I completely forgot what I was going to say, but, like, I can't believe, like, how close it's gotten. I remember, like, at the first joking, like, in my after school, like, whenever we were doing something, like, if we were doing, like, a tree project where we get to plant trees, you're, whenever we, like, went across Corona in the map, everyone's just like, Corona! And our teacher had to lecture us about how, like, the first people, I don't think this is true, by the way, like, don't use this as facts, but, like, the first people who had coronavirus were, like, an old couple and they died from it. I don't know if this is true, but, like, I was just, like, I don't know why I was, like, laughing at it.
I know, because none of us knew, but, like, there was another example in soccer. Basically, one of my friends at soccer, one of her teachers had it. So her whole school shut down, and they were going to shut down for a month. And this was before the public school shut down because she was in a private school. And so we were all thinking, you know, she was lucky that her school got shut down and that ours didn't, because everyone wants a break from school, right? But here's the thing about quarantine. It wasn't a break. It was a 8-month, you know, not being able to go, which wasn't a simple break, like winter break or something like that.
At
it was.
At the start, they didn't even have like live session.
Yeah.
So
I'm sad because we're not going to have fun day now. In
school. Yeah, I just wanted to. All right, so someone has to mute because it's like giving feedback. But like, I remember my friend at tennis, by the way, like I used to do like tennis before, like, right before Halloween was when it stopped. We used to do like tennis, and like basically it was just like very social distance. We just used the same balls, which, by the way, tennis balls, pretty sure you can get coronavirus from that, like if you're using the same ones. But like she was like, oh, my school got shut down. And you know how I knew? Because my neighborhood's in the red zone, guys. It's been in the red zone for like a while. And I'm like, really? That's rough, buddy. Like picture me being like Zuko, like, that's rough, buddy. But that's like in a way like, oh, sorry, I can't relate.
I would just like to give
Like looking back at it, I feel so bad. And they had to quarantine for like a month. Imagine doing that. That's like a 12th of your year.
I'd like to give one quick month.
Oh, you're muted.
Oh, sorry. Just like to give a quick update that we have 7 minutes left of recording time. So if there's any last words that people want to get in, Julia, you haven't really spoken much. So would you like to give some like answers or not answers? Would you like to give some information? Yeah.
Yes, any information is like...
Julia?
Taken.
Julia, number two? Can you hear me?
Number two? Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great.
You can tell me then, so that like there's no feedback. Sorry.
Ow! Sorry.
Well, I just feel that when this whole pandemic started, nobody really expected this to happen. So now that it's happening, it's like kind of really something weird everyone's starting to get used to. But it's kind of weird to just walk around, going on the streets or something, and seeing people walking in masks and just going to stores. And, you know, you're probably not feeling the best wearing masks, and you have to wear it in school all day. You know, it kind of feels really weird to just see so many people, and you can't, like, in masks, and you can't really see their faces, so you can't really see their expressions. So if they're talking to you, you're like, and there's like a group of people, feels like they're talking.
Wait, no,
so
no,
you're really
Julia,
not sure, like, what's happening.
Yeah, no. Okay, Jacqueline, last words.
Okay, so I'm gonna say, like, a story.
I remember when I first, started going, my mom used to always do, fresh directs when the pandemic started, but, fresh directs is really expensive, so we stopped doing that.
Right.
So we wanted to go, to Target or whatever, at Costco. The great, amazing places you always think of when grocery shopping. But when you need to move to, the shift back, but, basically, my mom, whenever I also, sometimes I started going to the grocery store on my own, just to get a few things, a few months ago. My dad really needs his oat milk, I guess, but basically, my mom is always just okay, now change your clothes, wash, wipe everything down with, alcohol wipes, and, looking now, I feel like our precautions have really slipped. I don't know if this is something where it's proven that, alcohol wipes don't work. That could be the case. But, mom barely does that anymore. She doesn't really care if I don't change clothes. And I feel like even the people who are really trying to enforce these rules are slim.
Yeah. I have a question for both of you. Do you wash your hands? I have a question for both of you. Do you wash your hands when you come inside after being
out? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, me too. All right. Now,
my standards haven't slipped that much, but, All right. I might stop doing,
And guys, for anyone who's listening to this podcast, washing hands is an effective method for stopping COVID, so please do it.
Yeah, okay. Yes, please do it. Don't follow our examples of saying we might get
But we're still washing our hands.
We know you're tired of quarantine. Trust me, we're tired. We're literally children. Time feels, five times longer for us.
All right, now my last words. I'd just like to say that I feel like Julie number two, she gave a comment that I really liked, that everything has sort of become normal, but it's still not normal. So even after 8 months of this, there are still things that surprise us every single day, being quarantined, actually not being able to leave your house. That hit me like a wrecking ball, no pun intended. And it's just even though I've been in quarantine for so long, in some way, shape, or form, it's still so surprising when something like this happens. So I think that's just a really kind of a takeaway. And thank you for the three J's. Once again,
okay,
Julia.
Do you have a theme song? I don't know.
Once again, we have Jacqueline, we have Julia, and we have Josephine. So thank you, and we'll see
you. If anyone calls me Julia by accident, say that one more time. Can you say that one more time? I like the how you said.
Okay. Once again, this is Julia. Julia number two. Jacqueline and Josephine. So the three J's. And peace out. And we will see you next time.
Okay,
on the three J's. Bye.
Have a nice.